Hey, what's up? Welcome back to another awesome episode of the Life and Air Show podcast. On this episode, we're going to talk about why you are so busy. Why can you never seem to get a break? Why can you never seem to get closer to shore? You're kind of treading water. You can never really get ahead. And it's frustrating. You feel overwhelmed and you don't know what to do. Hey there, my name is Jason Wojo. I am joined by Polish Peter, my co-host today. Welcome to the show.
I don't know if I have time to record this podcast, dude, because I got to get going.
You have too much. You're too busy.
Right. But I think that's a really important topic because even in my own conversation with a lot of the students that I have, when they come into my group on one of the conversations that we have, you know, I'm busy. I got a lot of things going on. And when we start exploring this, we start to find out common denominators, common patterns that people have or behaviors or habits that they do that, you know, keeps that busy conversation going. So we want to dispel some of them on this particular podcast and talk about it. And hopefully it will help you, the listener, to put something in place for your own life so you start to not be so busy and have some more freedom in life.
Well, it's kind of like, let's kind of even take a step back. Like you got two areas really where you're too busy most likely. You got personal life stuff, you know, and then you have business. And so some of the same factors, I think, apply to both, but certainly discerning between the two of those can give us some clarity. Let's start off with personal life first. Like, and let me also just give you, you know, some freedom here and some grace. You know, there are busy seasons to life and there are busy seasons to business and they are unavoidable. But if you're always busy, like in your personal life, if you're always busy in your business, like there's something that needs to be kind of diagnosed to see what you can figure out as to the reason why. And so, for instance, one of the things I would say is a huge starting point for all these discussions is the importance of having a vision. And if you've been listening to the podcast for any period of time, we've mentioned vision basically in every episode, you know, we have like 300 episodes, but it's because it's that important. And so the reason why a business vision or a personal vision is important in determining why you are busy, it's because this is going to tell you what's important to you. And so this is kind of like you're a little bit of a, like a mirror that you can hold up to yourself when you're doing things that aren't aligned with your vision. And you can say like, gosh, you know, this isn't getting me closer to what I really want. And therefore it's kind of maybe even pulling you away from your vision in some regard. And so your vision is absolutely the first thing you need, dude. Like that's a non-negotiable.
Yeah, and you know, and especially when we talk about the vision, when we do the Gear Life Giveaways, we have a whole bunch of topics, you know, I mean, that people can choose from, like your needs, your wants, your relationships, and all kinds of different things. But at the end of the day, when people are writing the vision, we have them prioritize it. What's the most important area of your life, right? What's the second most, and things like that. So when you start to prioritize these things and start to clarify where am I going, it now starts to tell you that, okay, these are the things, the areas of my life, the relationships or whatever it might be that I need to be focusing on. And when you start to do that, it in a way kind of creates the guardrails for your life so you don't start squirreling away and talking or doing something that you shouldn't be doing. So that vision, I know we keep saying it over and over again, but it's so important, gives you clarity, it gives you direction. It tells you basically how to make decisions because a lot of times busyness comes from the fact that you're not making decisions, right? And you're just kind of, you know, going around in circles kind of a thing. So it gives you so many benefits from that perspective to be able to go and eliminate ultimately a lot of the things that you don't want to do because it's not part of your vision, doesn't get you there. So,
yeah. So clearly having a vision is number one, but like it doesn't stop there because, you know, even if you create a vision, like there comes a point where you have to enforce it and you have to like live by it and you have to kind of do something with it and make it real. And one of the things I see that a lot of people struggle with, and this is both in personal and in business, but it's having boundaries really and knowing what. It's kind of a complicated thing, man, because like boundaries are something that it seems like it could be a little bit different for everybody. You know, you have different boundaries for your spouse versus your kids versus your in-laws versus your friends. But it's really important to kind of figure out what those are for you. And again, the vision is helpful in helping you determine these. But at some point, like, you know, the likelihood of somebody else's needs or wants impacting your behavior or your time is inevitable. Like people are going to put stuff on you They're gonna be like, hey, can you do this? Or hey, can you do that? Or hey, you know, can you know what, whatever it is, like, and you have to be the one to kind of choose like how you're gonna respond to that. And so having boundaries is huge, man. Like, you know, I for instance, like, you know, we like to do things for other people sometimes. And if you're a people pleaser, maybe you can relate to this where, you know, you want to do things for other people, but in fact, what it's doing is like, you're kind of enabling them a little bit, and it's robbing them of the opportunity to take initiative. And, you know, dude, even my little girls now, like I got a 5 and 7 year old. And so here recently, I'd say in the past little while, not forever, but like, they finish their breakfast and they know they need to take their bowls and their dishes and their cups and put it in the sink. And like, that's not something, you know, several months ago, it was us doing it, right? Me and my wife. And we quickly realized like, this is something they can do for themselves. Now, no, they can't get to the top cabinet. They can't get to the top shelf in the cabinet. And so what we did is we moved all of their dishes and their bowls to the bottom shelf so they can get them for themselves. So that's one less thing for us to do. Same thing with like laundry. Okay, laundry's done. You're gonna grab your own stuff. You're gonna fold it. You're gonna put it away. You're gonna hang it up. Like, that's not mommy or daddy's job. And so, and I'm not saying that adults are like children, although sometimes, you know, they are, but like, what are you doing for other people that they should be doing for themselves is one big area I see people struggle with.
So you don't have them do the laundry yet?
They're not doing the laundry, but they're folding and putting away laundry. And by the way, like they were putting this stuff in. We have a green hamper for dirty and a white one for clean. So they are responsible for putting their clothes in the hamper.
Yeah, that's I know. That's
like,
a...
like we, yeah, don't do stuff for other people when they can do it for themselves.
Yeah. And I will tell you this. I want to clarify this because I think it's for people pleasers. I'm a recovering people pleaser, and that's a really hard thing to grasp and do because we have this belief, whether it's like, oh, if I'm doing something for someone else, that they appreciate me, they like me, they love me, they're connected, and all kinds of different reasons that we have going on in our heads of why we do the things that we do. Now, when you start to discover, like we just talked about in this conversation, that I'm doing everything for everybody else and I'm not really helping them live their life, right? And making them like Roger just used that example, but also keeping me from living my life, then the one way that I was able to go and at the beginning kind of put this in place, because I felt horrible when I would say no, I had a hard time saying no to anybody, I would literally blame it on my vision. Like that vision that I wrote, when someone would ask me to do something for them or whatever it might be, first I had things already in my calendar that kind of like I blame it on my calendar or blame it on my vision. And I wasn't the bad guy. So it was helping me to kind of transition to the place where now when I look at my life and I say, someone's asking to meet with me or do whatever, I look at my vision, look at my life, look at the most important things in my life. And now I'm a lot easier for me to say no to those people. In fact, a lot of times I'll say, well, you know, put something in a calendar, schedule, and most of the time they don't do anything. But I will tell you this, like at the beginning, blame it on your vision, blame it on the calendar. You can explain to them why that is, because you're living your vision, you're moving towards your vision. But that was a huge benefit for me. So I didn't have to look like a bad guy kind of thing.
So that's an important point, man. Let's talk about that for a second, because like you can blame your vision, but your people are gonna look at you like you have five heads, right? But ultimately the point that I would encourage everyone to consider getting to is that you don't have to say, oh, I can't make it, or you don't have to make up an excuse, but rather you feel confident enough to just be truthful. And maybe that's not something that comes easy, and if you're invited to, you know, a party or a wedding even, and you're just like, I don't, or whatever it is, like the freedom to say no. Like it's very scary, but you also have to realize like many times you're gonna have to, you know, and I'm not saying to be tactless about this or whatever, but just to have the freedom and not feel guilt over not doing what other people want you to do. Like to feel completely fine and okay with not doing that, like is a really, really liberating place.
Yeah. Well, I'll just want to clarify something. So I wasn't talking about saying, yeah, vision to everybody. Then I come across with like someone, you know, but I'm saying like sometimes it was conversation in my head that I knew that I had this thing on my calendar or that was in my vision that, you know, my wife is, you know, priority over this particular person, whatever. So and in my head, when I would say no to them, it would make me feel not guilty about saying no to them because I know what the priority was. And I said that agreement with myself a long time ago that this is the priority, right? Like I have the priority list of what's most important to me and I strive to live by that list. So that helps me in my head to be able to not to say no to somebody else. And this is for people pleasers, I think is really difficult to be able to say no. And that's one way that I was able to deal with that at the beginning. Now it becomes part of my habit, so I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
So
yeah. It's just making the choice to say no, like really. Cause and the thing I think we tend to underestimate is, you know, every time you say no, like it frees you up to do the other things that you want to do and that you find more valuable and that are in alignment with your vision. And it's because every time you say yes, by the opposite of that, every time you say yes, you say no to every single other thing. And so like, I don't think we appreciate our time as much as we should.
Yeah.
Hey, we're gonna get right back to the episode, but before we do, I'm so excited to finally share this with you. The Business for Life book is finally launching. I've taken 3+ years of my life, 15 years of academic training, 19 years in business, and put all of this into one single source for you to create an amazing life and business you love. If you've been following the podcast for any period of time, you know this is all what we're about, and never before have I taken all the principles, all the lessons, all the experiences into one place so that you can have a step-by-step blueprint for achieving it. It's meant to be tactical. It's meant to be a roadmap. It's not a fluffy business book, but it's something you can actually use and refer to achieve the freedom you wanted the business for so that you can get your time back, so that you can get your life back. Go to businessforlife.com to learn more. You can grab your copy off Amazon and the instructions are right there. I'm so excited to be part of this journey alongside you. And I have something here that I know 1000% is going to help you like nothing else ever has before. And I'm proud to present this to you and be part of that. So go get that book and let's get back to the episode.
The other thing is, think about it this way. You're not saying no to that specific person. You're saying no to that thing that they're asking you for. So you're not like, you know, saying being bad to them is just this thing that they're asking you about, right? And it's their vision versus my vision. And you just start to, when you start looking from those perspectives, it changes how you are able to say no.
Well, like, dude, for instance, like I get calls in the evening. Like I don't pick up the phone in the evenings. Like I'm with my family, like, yeah. And it's going to go to voicemail unless it is my family calling me. Mm-hmm. And you know, I just say, oh yeah. I'll just explain it like, yeah, oh yeah. Evenings are family time. And I'll call them back the next day. You know, it doesn't make you a bad person. Now, by the way, some people could react negatively to this and like you could be the bad guy or the villain or the jerk or whatever you want to call it. And again, you do it tactfully, but I think it also like, you know, it just puts a value on your time. You also, you know, it gives you permission for other people to do the same thing. You just don't want other people's agendas to become your agenda. The other thing I'd say, man, when you're busy in your personal life, a lot of times it's because, you know, well, number one, it's saying yes to other people. Number two, we talked about the vision. Number three, I think it's also like, you know, we did a whole episode on this is like, you're doing all the, like the mundane parts of your life that don't necessarily have to be there. And so for a very, very modest amount of money, you could hire out some of these things. If it's the chores, if it's the tasks, if it's the daily living responsibilities that are keeping you busy, that are stressing you out, just pay someone to do it. Like, it's not that big a deal. Go back and listen to, I don't have the episode off the top of my head, but you could look it up. It wasn't too long ago. But you can regain a lot of your time in your personal life that way as well.
Yeah, the way I look at this is, think about it this way. Who was it? Was it Stephen Covey or someone? He did this demonstration where they had the jar.
Yeah, Stephen Covey.
Yeah, so he had rocks, then he had pebbles, and then he had sand, right? So if he starts with the sand first in that jar, good luck putting the pebbles and the rocks in it because that sand's going to fill most of the jar, right? But if you start with the rocks first and then you put pebbles and then you fill the rest of it with the sand, you can fill a lot more in the jar. That was the whole point of, you know, that particular thing. So when it comes to this conversation, I think what happens a lot of times, the people that are so busy, they're focused and they keep doing a lot of the sand stuff. You know what I mean? They're not focusing on the rocks. They're doing a lot. You know, what's occupying is the sand stuff. So you got to first figure out, what is my sand stuff that I'm doing? Like Vojo's talking about the mundane task. That might be part of the, you know, the sand stuff. But, you know, is it? Or you start looking from the perspective. I'm a mom that, for me, house needs to be clean. And I need to have food on the table, cook dinners, and things like that. So for me, that's a rock. So now, is it a rock or could you hire someone to clean the house? And now when you start, you know, having those kinds of conversations, because I have those students, you know, I actually had a conversation with mom that was basically doing laundry all the time. And she was constantly doing laundry because she had a lot of kids, right? And that was her, quote unquote, a rock, because that's what meant for her that she loved doing. And it was, you know, supporting their family, doing something for the kids and all that kind of stuff. And I asked her, well, like, listen, when you're doing the laundry, are you actually hanging out with the kids or doing what you really want? No. So is the laundry the rock, or is it more of like a sand that's keeping away from the rock? So when she started looking from that perspective, all of a sudden she was able to let go of some of that. Actually, did majority of the laundry stuff. She hired somebody else to do it. And during that time, she was spending with the kids and hanging out and playing with them. And that became the bigger rock. So that changes how you look at things to be able to let go of some of those things.
Let's talk about kids for a second, man. I know this is a diversion, but it's really important. Like, you know, and by the way, like when people tell me they're busy and they don't have kids and they're tired and they don't have kids, I'm like, ha, 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 you have no clue. Like it is, especially with young kids. And so let's talk about this. Like, and this is just my opinion, but your kid doesn't need to be in five different things. They don't need to be in soccer and piano and violin and gymnastics and, you know, basketball all at once. Like from my experience, man, like one or two things is more than enough. Like, and if you feel like you have to constantly entertain your kids, and by the way, like these are active discussions that I have with my wife, and we're still trying to find that happy medium. Cause sometimes it does burn you out. Like, dude, this weekend, you know, I told you I bought a skateboard, like, cause the girls got skateboards. So I want to skateboard with them. So we did that. And that was fun. We went ice skating on Saturday. We went rock climbing yesterday. And like, you know, and by the way, these are things that I kind of want to do too. So, but like, if it was all like running the kids around and doing what they want to do, like it can be, it just give yourself permission as a parent. Like, you're not a bad parent if your kid's not like 24/7 going and entertain, like you, and you're, I mean, you just, you gotta find the happy space. Cause if you're like irritable or tired or exhausted as a parent, it's going to come out in the way you parent. So just find that happy medium. There is no right or wrong. Like maybe it's one thing, maybe it's nothing. You're like, hey, I'm going to take a break and they're not going to be in soccer and they're not going to be in, we're just going to like, you know, take it easy like for a little while and like just regroup. And so just give yourself. And the reason why I talk about kids, man, is because like I know everybody just wants to be the best parent they can, and that I get it. Like I feel that too, but you can't run yourself ragged either.
Yeah. So these activities, is it something that your kids want to do, or you really want to do?
I was psyched when the girls wanted to go rock climbing. It was awesome. Yeah. I pulled out all my old rock climbing gear. I'm like, yeah.
Now, how many hints did you drop before that so they'll say, hey, I want to go rock climbing?
Yeah, it was none. Actually, they walked by the rock wall at the gym, man. Like, yeah. So it was awesome.
Very cool. Awesome.
So, but anyway, yeah. So just listen, like the whole point of all this is like, don't run yourself ragged, whether it's over your kids or other people or whatever. Now, the same thing applies in business. Like, oh, do you have something else to add to that?
No. Yeah, we can keep going.
Well, as I say, the other thing that like, you know, is, and by the way, yes, sometimes you have issues about hiring other people in your personal life and you feel like, oh, I'm not, you know, I shouldn't be on Lifestyles, the Rich and Famous, that kind of stuff. But I'm telling you, like it's money well spent. And same thing as business. Like, you know, many business owners are busy because they're trying to do it all themselves. Like, you know, and that's a phase you have to go through when you start your business, but you've got to evolve. Like you've got to use technology and software and AI and business automation and have a team and like, you know, eliminate stuff that you shouldn't be doing. And so it's the same kind of thing really that shows up in both. Like very rarely do I see one person that's crushing it in business as far as having really everything outsourced and delegated, but they're super busy in their personal life. Usually there's a correlation there.
Yeah, because you're the common denominator between those two areas, right? So yeah. Listen, I want to touch on something, and we don't need to go too much into it, but I think it's really important to mention that your belief system, you got to examine what your beliefs are about being busy, being working, and all those kinds of things. Because here's the thing, I actually had a student that we had a conversation and he came and we started talking about this particular topic. So I asked him, so if you're not busy, then what? And he goes, then I'm lazy. So that means that he views this whole life as like, you know, if I'm not busy, I'm not doing something, then I'm lazy. And that had to be reframed for him in order to actually be able to let go of whether it's something at home, whether it's in the business, because he would do everything and anything. He would be working from early morning to late at night because till the exhaustion, so that, you know, then he feels like I'm not lazy. So examine some of the beliefs that you have going on about your life, about yourself, about this whole busy conversation, because there might be something lingering in the background that's driving this whole show. So then you can actually go and do it. Like, I had the whole thing about perfection. You have to be perfect. You have to get everything right. And think about it this way. That can keep you out busy for hours, because guess what? When will you actually get this document perfect? Never, because you're always going to find something. So that drove, you know, the document that could be done in like half an hour was going on for 3-4 hours.
Oh, dude.
So, you know, and that can be applied to both life and business. You know, think about like, you just finished the book, right?
Yeah, dude.
At some point, you had to make the decision that, like, this isn't good enough.
Well, dude, I'm still finding resistance to this, honestly. Like, I am going through the final edits as we speak right now. And it's like, this thing is done. But if I would have, like, and I procrastinated, you know, a little bit of writing this too, because of that fear of being, I want it perfect, right? And so, you know, it's like we have this fear of like, who are we if we're not busy? Who are we if we're not producing? You know, if you're a parent and you're not cleaning and cooking and doing laundry, like, are you less of a parent? What's the lessons I'm teaching my kids? Like, that you don't have to work hard. Like, we get, or if I'm, you know, only working 20 hours a week in my business, like, what's the message I'm giving my competitors or showing my employees? And like, you get in your head and you find yourself kind of like just doing it to prove a point or to like to feel secure in your own abilities, and you kind of tie your busyness to your worth, and you wear that like a badge. Like, the more busy you are, the more valuable you are somehow.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about this at the Life on Our events. Like, how many times we, you know, the societal conversations, like, hey, I'm so busy, and the other person goes, well, you're busy. Wait till I'm telling you how busy I am. So it is that kind of a conversation that's been perpetuated. So, so I just want you guys to examine that. Just look from that perspective, because that can change the trajectory of what you're going to do moving forward.
Yep. And last thing to wrap this up to make it tactical, I would just say this, like, take mental note, or even better, or actually write it down on your phone or on a piece of paper or something, like the things that you find yourself doing that you don't really find a lot of value in. What are the things that you find that are, you know, things that you'd prefer that somebody else did for you, and see how much time you're actually spending those things, doing those things. And that might be the first thing you want to try and get off your plate. And then sequentially from there, you'd go down from that highest impact thing, that thing that's kind of driving you nuts, to less and less, you know, desirable things. Eventually you get to the point where like all of the things that you don't want to be doing, you're not doing. And so that's how you actually kind of get that off your plate. Well, listen, hope you guys found this valuable. Hopefully you're not too busy doing something right now to listen and do something with this. If you would like to continue the conversation, come on over to our Facebook group. We are we have a Life in Air Facebook group. Just type in Life in Air, you'll find us. We have a business page, but we also have a group where there's a lot of conversations going on. We'd love to see you over there, and we will see you next week, everyone. Take care.